The following message is presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Now the message.
Today we're going to start out looking at 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. Now, I will tell you this is going to be a Christmas message, but we're starting in 1 Samuel. Verse 7, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I refused him. Now, this is the part that we're really going to focus on right here. For the Lord does not see as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. The Lord looks at the heart. Now, today, I'm not much of a musician, but I do like songs. I love music. And if you're anywhere near my truck, and you might be three lanes over, you may hear me singing. And I'm sorry for that. I love music. The Lord just didn't bless me with that ability to sing. But I'm going to preach on the Little Drummer Boy today. A song that we all know, and I love more because of what God told me and showed me in it than ever before. It has become one of my most favorite Christmas songs. Now, the birth of Jesus is told in Matthew 1 and 2 and Luke 1 and 2 and then, of course, John 1. But you will never see the little drummer boy in the Scripture. You just won't find it there. Now, could it have been there? Sure, because the wise men, when they came, they went to Jerusalem asking for help, right, to find where Jesus was. So they were asking around as they went. They could have very well asked a little drummer boy to help them find Jesus. But you're not going to find it in the Scripture. But we're going to learn from him today, from that song. It's become his presence in Christmas, the imagery of in our imagination of Christmas, has become legendary in modern time. The song, The Little Drummer Boy. In the song, the drummer boy is narrating, okay? And he is going to tell that the Magi have recruited him to join them on their journey to find Jesus. And you're going to find the Magi in Matthew chapter 2. But he starts out telling and narrating what's going on. And he says, they say, come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Now, that's the last time you're going to hear me say pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Okay, y'all just have to visualize that in your head. Come, they told me, a newborn king to see, our finest gifts to lay before the king, so to honor him when we come. We see that the drummer boy is narrating what was going on. The wise men were encouraging him and inviting him to come along with them. But then the song jumps. The song jumps to the next part, and we see the drummer boy standing before Jesus. We see him standing before Jesus, and he says, little baby, I'm a poor boy too. He's honest with himself, and he's honest with Jesus. He sees himself, as he looks at Jesus, he sees himself as who he is, and he realizes that Jesus is also, he came as a poor boy. He didn't come to the earth and be born in a palace. He came to us as a poor child. He was born in a stable. He realized that he was poor. He realized that Jesus was also poor. He goes on to say, I have not a gift to bring that's fit to give a king. He sees the wise man's gifts, remember? Our finest gifts we bring. So he knows what the wise men are bringing. And he says, I don't have anything like that. I'm a poor boy. He recognizes who he is. And he recognizes that he doesn't have anything to give a king. He doesn't have a gift like that. Well, if we were to go to Luke 21 and verses 1 through 4, we see Jesus standing in the tabernacle, in the temple. And he looks up and he sees people dropping their offerings in the temple boxes. He sees the wealthy putting in out of what God's blessed them with. But then he notices a widow. A certain widow, it says, a certain poor widow. And she puts in her gifts. And it's two mites, just pennies worth of money. But it's all she had. She was poor, the scripture says, and she was a widow. And widows in that time didn't have a lot of resources to even get a lot of things. That was just the time she lived in. And Jesus looked and he said, she's put in more than all the others. Because she gave what she had. And she gave it willingly. She gave out of her poverty. And she gave it willingly. You see, Jesus looked at her heart. He saw what was in her heart when she gave. He saw that she gave out of what she didn't have. She still gave. You see, we look at the outside appearance. But Jesus says, God looks at the heart. He sees what your attitude is. The little drummer boy, he didn't have much compared to the wise men and their gifts. But he said, I've got my drum. He says, shall I play for you on my drum? Mary nodded. The ox and lamb kept time. See, when we realize who we are, who God made us, what we have in life, when we realize exactly where we stand, then we know what we have to offer God. I may not be able to offer like the wise men, the little drummer boy said, but I've got my drum. And when we realize that, others around us, God's creation, will join in with us in our service to God. Mary agreed, yes, play. The ox and lamb kept time as he played. How important is it that you and I, as we see others, we encourage others to use what God's given them. The abilities, the talents, what God has given them. How important it is to us. Him and his drum, and that's it. That's where it's at right there, y'all. When we look at our lives, the talents that God's given us, the abilities that God's given us, are we doing it wholeheartedly? It doesn't matter what you have. God may have blessed you financially. God may not have. God may have blessed you with musical ability. Some of us he didn't. It doesn't matter what you have. The question is, what are you doing with what you have? And are you giving it to God with all your heart? That's the important thing. That's the question. Is Jesus smiling on us when he looks down at the way you and I are living? Is he smiling on us? That's the part of the song that gets me. He says, I played my drum for him. I played my best for him. And then he smiled at me. Are we living in such a way that Jesus will smile upon us? You know, that may need to be our New Year's resolution. You know, it's time for a New Year's resolutions, right? We all do it. Obviously, losing weight has not worked for me. But maybe our New Year's resolution needs to be that I'm going to live in a way that my Lord and Savior will look down and smile at me. That he sees my heart and he knows whatever I can do, I'm going to do my very best for him. Let's pray. Lord, we just come to you today and we thank you so much for loving us. We thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to be here, to hear your word, to worship together, to fellowship together. Lord, I thank you for your son, for the gift that he means to each one of us, the gift of salvation. Lord, as we come today in this time of invitation, Lord, if there's somebody here today that needs to make a decision, I pray that today would be the day that we might live so that you would smile upon us as you look at our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Manny, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about the church, including contact information, go to the website www.fbcmany.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.